你的 level discourse, I speak.
奉主之圣名说话。
Today we're going to study Deuteronomy chapter 25.
那今天我们要来查考《生命记》第25章。
In this chapter, there are 19 verses.
那这一章总共有19节。
And I divided into six parts.
那我把它分成六段。
The first part from was 1 to 3.
第一段是1到3节。
And second part was 4.
第二段是第4节。
And the third part was 5 to 10.
第三段是5到10节。
And the fourth part is 11 to 12.
第四段是11-12节。
And the fifth part 13 to 15.
第五段是13到9节。
13 to 16.
13到16节。
And the sixth part 17 to 19.
那最后一段是17到19节。
In this chapter, there are many lessons we can learn.
那这章呢，有很多我们可以学习到的道理。
But I think some part of it, the spiritual teaching is quite relevant to us, so we will spend more time on that.
那某些部分呢，对我们来讲是更多的应用，然后我们觉得我们会花比较多时间在这边。
Because we will spend more time.
那我们就会花比较多时间在那些部分。
If you look at the chapter, if you have read the chapter.
那如果我们读过了这一章之后,
actually, verse 1 to 3, the things is mentioned there regarding the judicial system or the justice system.
那1到3节可以看到关于这个审判的这个系统。
And was 11 to 12.
那这个制度呢，是跟这个13到15节是有相关的。
Because here it talk about the two laws, kind of law that's commanding justice.
那这里提到有什么两个律法，然后呢要有公平的这样子的制度。
And was 1 to 3, it talked about actually act out the justice of God.
那1到3节呢，讲到说呢，要来施行神的这个公义。
So we will study this two parts together.
那我们先把这两段来谈。
And then I will do the 17 and 19.
那之后我们会来看17到19节这一段。
And then we come back to verse 4.
然后我们再回来到第四节。
And then so when we have more time, we can do the verse 5 to 10.
那如果有时间的话，我们再来看5到10节。
And also 11 to 12.
还有11到12节这段。
Because some of the things I mentioned here, in my opinion, that's doesn't carry any spiritual implications in our spiritual life today.
那因为其他有些部分呢，对我来讲，我觉得在今天来说呢，属灵的这个意义是比较没那么重要。
Okay, we look at the first part and also the six parts.
那我们先来看第一段跟第五段。
So here there's the message directed to the judge.
那这里呢是来告诉这个审判官。
And the law does mention a scenario, mention a case. It says there's a dispute.
那这里就提到between
men.
这里提到一个状况，就是如果人有争讼。
And the dispute is referred to disagreements.
那就是说呢，有争吵，有争吵不同意的事情。
Or where he is arguments.
那或是原来有那个也争吵。
Maybe refer to land dispute or kind of a thing that related to their daily life.
那比如说是像土地的争议，或者是他们日常生活发生的事。
Because don't forget that their labor, they live in the same areas, in the same communities.
那我们先记着这个背景呢，是他们是邻居，是住在同一个地方的。
And they are brothers.
那他们是弟兄。
So Moses gave them this law, of course, from God.
那摩西给他们这个律法，当然是从神而来的。
The judge need to adhere to when they judge the case.
那这个审判官呢，就要来定这个他们谁有罪。
They cannot make the judgment based on what they think.
那这个审判呢，不能依照说他的想法是怎么样。
Or based on their own will.
或是依照他们自己的这个意志。
So based on the righteousness of God.
那而是呢，要依照神的公义来做审判。
Because it's very important that otherwise there's no standards.
那要不然在这个审判的事上就没有这样子的公平，这样子的标准。
I look at Deuteronomy chapter 1.
我们先来看生命记第一章。
Chapter 1 was 16.
一章十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 1:16.
生命记一章十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 1:16.
一章十六节。
Then I commanded your judges at that time, saying, "Hear the case between your brethren, judge righteously between a man and his brothers, or the strangers who is with him."
当时我嘱咐你们的审判官说：“你们听讼，无论是弟兄彼此争讼，是与同居的外人争讼，都要按公义判断。”
17 is our not so partiality in judgment. You shall hear the small as well as the great. You shall not be afraid in any man's presence.But the judgment is God's. The case that is too hard for you, bring to me. I will hear it.
十七节，争讼的时候不可看人的外貌，听讼不可分贵贱，不可惧怕人，因为审判是属乎神的。若有难判的案件可以呈到我这里，我就判断。
So here does Moses commanded the judge.
那这里摩西呢，告诉这个审判官。
Instructed them that how to judge the case.
那吩咐他说呢，那该怎么样来审判？
He mentioned that judge righteously.
那这里提到说呢，要来公义的审判。
So judge righteously, meaning that judge based on the standard given by God.
那按公义审判，意思就是说呢，要来按照神的这个公义来做判断。
And also, he mentioned that show no partiality.
那还提到说呢，不可以来分贵贱。
We know that partiality is a kind of a human's prejudice.
那这个分贵贱呢，或是呢不公平对待，是人的一种这个偏见。
It's our flesh.
那也是出于肉体的。
In God or in the community of faith, there's no partiality.
那在信仰的团体当中呢，是不分贵贱的。
So today, that's we have been taught that we baptize into the body of Christ.
那今天呢，我们受洗归入了神的身体。
We say that whether you're Jews, you're Greeks, you're barbarians, or you're noble, or you're free, or you're not free, and we all baptize into the body of Christ.
那无论你是犹太人、希利尼人，然后自主的、为奴的，我们全部都归入在基督里面。
So you see that in Jesus Christ, we are saved.
所以呢，在基督的面前呢，我们大家都是平等的。
We all receive judgment based on the law of God.
那我们呢，都是按照神的这个律法呢，来接受审判。
Everything we do in this life will give account to God on the date of judgment.
那在我们一生当中所做的每一件事情，到了审判那日，神都会来一一来数算。
So here does Moses commanded the judge to judge the case righteously.
那这里摩西就告诉这些审判官说呢，要来按公义来判断。
There's a two things that they needed to do in the judgment.
那所以在他们判断的时候呢，要做到两件事情。
And we come back to the Deuteronomy chapter 25.
我们看回来《生命记》二十五章。
Deuteronomy chapter 25.
生命记二十五章。
And then he has mentioned that was one.
这里第一章提到说
was one.They justify the righteous and condemn the wicked.
那要来定义人有理，定恶人有罪。
So see that the judge need to carry out the judgment of God.
那所以呢，这个审判官要来施行神的审判。
If they know that based on the fact that that this brother have done something wrong.Or it's not right in the eyes of God, and they need to condemn them.
那如果他依照事实呢，知道说这个弟兄呢做了错事，然后呢就要来定他的罪。
And those that do the right thing, they need to justify them.
那有理的那个呢，你就要来让他定他有理。
So it's exactly the same as how we do things in the church or in the community of faith.
那我们在教会，在这个属灵的团体当中也是一样的。
The law of God quite clear. There's no gray area. The law of God quite clear. There's no gray area.
那这个神的律法是非常清楚的，没有任何的灰色地带。
If we have done something according to the will of God, we'll be justified.
那如果我们做事呢，行事呢，是照神的这个规则去做呢，神就会称我们为义。
But if we have done something not in line with the will of God, we will be condemned.
但是呢，我们违反神的这个律法呢，我们就会被定罪。
I look at one of the examples from the Bible.
我们可以看圣经上一个例子。
I look at First Timothy chapter 5.
可以看提摩太前书第五章。
First Timothy chapter 5.
提摩太前书第五章。
Look at verse 20 and 21.
我们看二十、二十一节。
First Timothy chapter 5, verse 20 and 21.
提摩太前书五章二十、二十一节。
First Timothy chapter 5, verse 20 and 21.
二十、二十一节。
And then those who are sinning will build in the presence of all, that the rest also may fear. 21. I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, the elect angel, that you observe these things without prejudice, doing nothing with partiality.
二十节，犯罪的人当在众人面前责备他，叫其余的人也可以惧怕。我在神和基督耶稣并蒙拣选的天使面前嘱咐你，要遵守这些话，不可存成见，行事也不可有偏心。
So, it was the instruction given by Paul to Timothy.
那这是保罗所告诉这个提摩太要来做的。
One of the things that Paul's ask Timothy to do without prejudice.
那这个保罗来提醒他呢，不要来存成见。
Was to build those actions sinning against God.
那对于那些呢来犯罪的人呢
？Meaning that those as they keep sinning against God.
啊，对对，就是他们是一直来犯罪的。
Because here said those who are sinning would build in the presence of all.
那他说犯罪的呢，就要在众人面前责备他。
So you can see that when the church act out the justice or act out the righteousness of God, and the church will have the authority of God.
那就看到呢，当教会来实行神的这个公义的时候呢，它有神的这个权柄。
And the church will be built up in the truth.
那这个教会呢，就会在这个真理当中呢来建立起来。
And the member faith will be strengthened.
那信徒的信仰也会建立起来。
And those who are doing wrong, some will be given the warning and also a chance to return.
那这个犯罪呢，会被给予这个警告呢，也会有机会可以来悔改。
That what we learned from this part.
这个部分我们可以学到什么呢？
That what we learn in this part.
那这个部分我们可以学到什么呢？
We come back to Deuteronomy chapter 25.
我们看回来《生命记》二十五章。
And he mentioned that the judge needs to oversee the judgment.
那这里说的这个审判官呢，要来听审判。
And look at verse 2.
我看第二节。
Then it shall be if the wicked man deserves to be beaten, and the judge will cause him to lie down, be beaten in his presence, according to his guilt with a certain number of blows. Verse 3, 40 blows he may give him no more, lest he should exceed this, and beat him with many blows above this, and your brother be humiliated in your sight.
二节，恶人若该受责打，审判官就要叫他当面伏在地上，按着他的罪照数责打。三节，只可打他四十下，不可过数。若过数，便是轻贱你的弟兄了。
So here does God give the limitation as to how many blows they can do?
那这里提到说，这个责打的次数不可以多过多少？
Of course, it says he showed the mercy of God.
那这就看到这个神的怜悯。
But God has actually wanted the wrongdoing man's to return.
因为这神呢，希望这个做错事的弟兄呢，可以来回转。
Because he has mentioned that they should not be punished to the extent that he felt too shameful or too foolish.
就是呢，说不可以超过四十下，要不然就是轻贱这个弟兄。
The one that will be punished, feel degraded or foolish.
那这个被责打的呢，不会觉得被侮辱，或者是觉得太过。
Because it's physically that's too much punishment that's he will lose the discourage.
因为呢，如果这个责罚太过严重呢，他会失去这个信心，这个会变成丧志。
That means that he hasn't got the courage to come back to live a life again.
意思就是说呢，他就会失去来重新回转，然后重新过生活的勇气。
So today is the same in the church when we when the worker deals with the things concerning the member faith.
那今天在教会一样呢，来处理这个信徒的信仰的时候
，we should have the member faith in mind that through this admonishment, they can come back.
那意思就是呢，要来在这个责罚当中呢，要让他有一条路能够来回转来归向神。
Yeah, that's something that we can learn from here.
那这是我们这里可以学到的。
Okay, we look at chapter 25 was 14 to 16.
那我们看申命记25章14节到16节。
14 to 16.
14节到16节。
So here that's 14. You shall not have your in your thirteen.
13节开始。
You shall not have in your back, differing weight or heavy or light. 14. You shall not have in your house, differing measure or largest or small. 15. You shall have a perfect and just weight, or a perfect and just measure that.Your day may be lengthened in the land which the Lord your God is giving you.
十三节，你囊中不可有一大一小两样的砝码，你家里不可有一大一小两样的升斗，当用对准公平的砝码，公平的升斗，这样在耶和华你神所赐你的地上，你的日子就可以长久。
So here does really does once again put emphasis on the justice.
那这一样提到这个公平公义。
To carry out according to the standards set by God.
那一样，这个要依照神所设定的这个公平的这个规则。
As a judge or as a worker of God or as a servant of God, we need to demand ourselves before demand other people.
所以这个审判官，所以教会的这个负责的人，我们呢要有一样的这个标准来做自己以自己为规则。
We cannot use the standard of the Bible to judge a member, but ourselves that do not abide in it or in the Lord.
那我们不能用这个圣经的教训拿来要求别人，但是自己却没有照样的去做。
Double standards is something that's abominable in the eyes of God.
那这样子的双重的规则呢，是神所憎恶的事情。
It's what the Pharisees the Sadducees at the time in the time of Jesus practice.
那就是这个当时法利赛人所实行的这个样子。
Look at Matthew chapter 23.
我们看马太福音二十三章。
Matthew chapter 23.
马太福音二十三章。
Was 23.
二十三节。
Matthew chapter 23 was 23.
二十三章二十三节。
So Jesus Christ here does rebuke the Pharisee.
所以呢，耶稣呢来斥责法利赛人。
And he said that 23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you paid tithes on mint and aloes.And coming and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. And this you ought to have done without leaving the other undone.
二三节，你们这假冒为圣的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们将薄荷、茴香、芹菜献上十分之一。律法上更重的事，就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行了。这更重的是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。
So here does we can see the Pharisee or the scribes or the religious leader at the time.
所以看到这个法利赛人跟文士是当时的这个信仰的这个带领者。
They were holding a prominent position at the time.
那他们当时呢是非常地位崇高的。
And they were the teacher.
他们是来教导的人。
But we know that they're very good at talking.
知道他们的口才非常的好。
It's good to command or instruct people to do things according to God, the law.
他们会依照这个神的这个律法呢来教导，然后来指示其他人去行。
But they themselves in their life just did not act out the law of God, the essence of God.
可是他们在日常生活当中呢，却没有行出他们所教导人要去做的方法。
So this quite rebuked them. That's that you have neglected the weightiest matter, of the law. What's the weightiest matter of the law, which are justice, mercy, and faith?
那耶稣就斥责他们说呢，他们反而不去做更重要的事，就是公义、怜悯、甘信实。
It's important that because we know that they did not believe in Jesus Christ.
他们呢是不相信耶稣基督的。
So that's why that they don't have faith.
他们没有这样的信实。
And so meaning that their faith is not based on the law, not based on the truth.
意思说呢，他们的信仰并不是建立在这个真理之上。
So that's why they have the way out. They have the different understanding of justice.
那所以他们对这个公义的这个标准是不一样的。
So Jesus Christ asked them, "You ought to have done without leaving the other undone."
那他说呢，应该要将这个该行的呢，他们却不去行。
So it's the same that apply to us in our faith in the journey of faith.
在我们这个信仰的道路当中也是这样。
We should build our faith on Jesus Christ.
我们的信仰应该建立在耶稣基督身上。
But while building our faith on Jesus Christ, at the same time that we need to emulate the example of Jesus Christ.
但同时呢，我们也要来行出耶稣基督所行的。
So did what he did.
那他所做的是怎么样，我们就该跟着去做。
Knowing that we listen to the Bible, we ponder over the Bible, but we need to share, we need to do it.
那我们听到了这个圣经的教训，然后明白了圣经道理，那我们就要去行出圣经上的这个些东西。
So in the history, that's we know that Eli did not teach his children well.
那我们这个在旧约看到这个以利呢，是没有把他的儿子教好。
He did not use the same standard that he taught the chosen people and taught his son.
那他所教导以色列民众的这些教训呢，并没有用同样的东西来教导他的儿子。
Look at First Samuel.
我们可以看撒母耳记上。
First Samuel, chapter 2.
撒母耳记上第二章。
First Samuel, chapter 2, 22 to 25.First Samuel chapter 2:22-25.
撒母记上22-25节。
Was 22. Now Eli was very old, and he heard everything his sons did to all Israel, and how they lay with the woman who assembled at the door of the tabernacle of meetings. 23. So he said to them.Why do you do such things? For I hear of you evil dealing from all the people. 24. No, my son, for it is not a good report that I hear. You make the Lord's people transgress. 25. If one man sin against another, God will judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who will intercede for him? Nevertheless, they did not heed the voice of their father because the Lord desired to kill them.
22节，以利年甚老迈，听见他两个儿子带以色列众人的事，又听见他们与会幕门前侍候的妇人苟合，他就对他们说：你们为何行这样的事呢？我从这众百姓听见你们的恶行。24节，我儿啊，不可这样，我听见你们的风声不好，你们使耶和华的百姓犯了罪。25，人若得罪神，有事师审判他。人若得罪耶和华，谁能为他祈求呢？ 然而他们还是不听父亲的话，因为耶和华想要杀他们。
We know that Elias was a judge at the time.
你知道以利是当时的这个审判。
He was a leader, and he was leading the people.
他是这个带领当时百姓的人。
But he did not he wasn't a good father. He did not teach the sons properly.
但是他却没有把他的儿子教好，照他的这个神的这个教导。
And the son does actually sin and God greatly.
这个是他的儿子呢，是大大的向神来得罪神了。
Because he did not restrain, when they sinned in the beginning.
他们一开始的时候呢，就这样子犯罪，然后也不听从。
And for such sin that they ought to be stoned to death.
这样子的这个大的这个罪恶呢，应该是要来被石头打死的。
His father Eli did not do it.
但是呢，以利却没有这样来审判他的儿子。
So you see that he have this have a double standard.
所以看到他这个标准是两种的。
For his son's difference.
对他的儿子又是另一套标准。
So for the chosen people is another one.
然后呢，对于这个选民的标准又是不同的。
So you see that later on we can see the consequence they face. The whole families, everyone's were killed by God.
你最后可以看到他们的结果呢，就是整个家族呢被神来杀。
And Eli was rejected by God.
这个神呢也来弃绝了以利。
So you can see that when one does not doing well in terms of carrying out the justice of God, and the consequence could be very great.
你可以看到呢，一个人如果不来好好的行出神的公义，他的后果是很严重的。
So in the Old Testament, does God use or send prophet to teach people to do justice?
旧约的时候呢，神呢会差派先知呢要来告诉这些百姓。
We look at Micah chapter 6.
我们看弥迦书第六章。
Micah chapter 6.
弥迦书第六章。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Micah chapter 6 was 8.
六章八节。
Micah chapter 6 was 8.
弥迦书六章八节。
He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the law require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly with your God. Please read.
第八节，世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
So here does it mention three things that as a chosen people ought to do.
这里提到三个呢，神的选民应当要来去行的事情。
To do justly.
要行公义。
Meaning that to do what is right in the eyes of God.
就是行神眼中看为正的事。
Especially that in the dealing with our neighbors, our brother sister.
特别是我们的邻舍，我们的弟兄姐妹的时候。
Otherwise, you become a stumbling block to their faith.
那不然我们就成为他们信仰当中的绊脚石。
And then they maybe to the extent that they lose faith and they leave the church.
那可能最终害得他们呢，来离开了这个信仰，离开了教会。
They can't see that this church is a church of God.
那他们看不到这个是神的教会。
So another thing that God wanted us to do is show mercy to our brother, sister, or people.
那第二个神要我们做的呢，就是要好怜悯对我们的这个弟兄姐妹。
We need to forgive. We need to give chance to those that wrong us.
那些呢来误会我们的呢，要给他一个机会。
Those that do things against us.
来冒犯我们的呢，我们要给他机会。
And another thing that we need to be humble all the time.
再来就是呢，要来存谦卑的心。
Only then we can be taught by God.
那只有一颗谦卑的心呢，我们才能够被神来教导。
For in doing so, that's how we should, we shall be the children of God.
那这样子呢，我们才能真正成为神的儿女。
We come back to the Deuteronomy 25.
我们看回来《生命记》二十五章。
We look at some 16 to 17 to 18.
我们看十六到十八节。
Deuteronomy chapter 25:16-17-18.
生命记十六二十五章十六到十八节。
17-18. Remember what Amalek did to you on the way as you were coming out of Egypt, 18, and how he met you on the way and attacked your rear rank, all the stragglers at your rear. When you were tired and wearied, he did not fear God. 19. Therefore, it shall be, when the Lord your God has given you rest from your enemy all around in the land which the Lord your God is given you to possess as an inheritance, that you will blot out the remembrance of the Amalek from under heaven, you shall not forget.
17节，你要纪念你们出埃及的时候，亚玛利人在路上怎样待你。18，他们在路上遇见你，趁你疲乏困倦，击杀你近后边软弱的人，并不敬畏神。19，所以主你神使你不被视为一切的仇敌扰乱，在耶和华你神赐你为业的地上得享平安。那时你要将亚玛利的名号从天下涂抹了，不可忘记。
So here there's was an instruction given by God to the chosen people.
那这里神指示神的选民以色列人。
That's that they need to kill all the Amalek.
那说呢，告诉他们要将所有的亚玛利人来灭尽。
But why God has issues or gave such a command?
那为什么神会提出这样子的这个要求呢？
We know that Amalek was the descendants of Esau.
那我们知道亚玛利人就是以扫的后裔。
And the forefathers of Amalek is a grandson of Esau.
那这个亚玛利人的这个祖先人就是以扫的这个孙子，大曾孙。
And we know that Esau and Jacob was brothers.
我们知道以扫跟雅各是这个兄弟。
So God commanded the chosen people love their brothers.
我们知道神来吩咐这个以色列人说要来爱他的弟兄。
Or loved the people's of Esau.
那要来爱这个出于这个以扫的人。
And because it's, he's truly his brothers.
因为他们是兄弟。
But that's the love of God.
那这个是神的爱。
But so that's why that when the Israelites came out from the land of Egypt.
那所以当以色列人从埃及出来的时候
，It's on the way to the promised land.
那在这个前往应许之地的路上。
There's no plan that's in God that's and the chosen people will attack Amalek.
那是神当时是没有要这个以色列人来攻击亚玛利人的。
But we know that Amalek is themselves actually came and attacked the chosen people.
那可是当时的亚玛利人呢，是他们自己出来，然后来攻击以色列人。
Because our hatred.
那就是出于他们的憎恨。
So everything that's Amalek has become the enemy of chosen people.
那所以亚玛利人成为这以色列人的这敌人。
Look at verse 18.
我们看十八节。
How he met you on the way. taught you real rank. All the struggler at your rear.
他们在路上遇见你，趁你疲乏困倦，击杀你近后边软弱的人。
So you can see that even a person with a right mind won't do it.
那一个这个一个正一个好的心态的人是不会这样子去做的。
You see someone sick, someone you know suffering from starvation, and lack of strength to fight you.And then you're going to kill them.
啊，看到一个疲乏困倦，然后呢，没有一个力量的人，你去反而去攻击他。
You're going to kill them.
然后且将他杀害。
In the eyes of God, cannot be forgiven.
那在神的眼中，这是不可原谅的。
Because he did these things on God.
因为他这样子呢，做呢是做在神的身上。
He did not fear God.
他们并不敬畏神。
He did not give face to God or did not show respect to God.
那他们没有来敬畏神。
He do it intentionally.
那他们是这样子故意去做的。
Because the chosen people just pass by.
因为他们这个以色列的百姓呢，他们只是经过。
We look at Exodus chapter 17.
我们看出埃及记十七章。
Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记十七章。
We look at from 8 onward.
我们从第八节开始看。
8 and 9.
八九节。
Exodus chapter 17, 8 and 9.
出埃及记十七章八到九节。
Now Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim. 9. Moses said to Joshua, Choose us some men and go out fight and Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand.
那时亚玛利人来在利非定和以色列人征战。摩西对约书亚说，你为我们选出人来出去和亚玛利人征战。明天我手里要拿着神的杖站在山顶上。
So we can see that the Amalek actually came and attacked the chosen people with their own agenda.
就可以看到呢，这个亚玛利人自己出来和以色列人来征战。
He wanted to kill them.
那他们想要来杀害他们。
He wanted to prevent them from going forward.
他们想要让他们没办法前进。
He want to destroy the plans of God.
他们想要毁坏神的计划。
He want to dash the hopes of the chosen people to inherit or to enter the promised land.
他们想要来毁灭这个以色列人得到应许之地的这个盼望。
So such act in the eyes of God was evil.
这样子行为在神眼中是邪恶的。
But we know that God, with the help of God, the chosen people defeated them.
那可以看到神呢的帮助呢，让这以色列人是得胜。
Because Moses went up to the mountains and prayed.
摩西呢到山顶上来祈祷。
And God actually aided them.
那神就这样子来帮助他们。
And look at 14.
看十四节。
Then when they defeated the Amalek and God gave them instruction to Moses.
那当他们打败亚玛利人之后呢，神这样子来吩咐以色列人。
Then the Lord said to Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, recount it in the hearing of Joshua. I will actually blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heavens.
耶和华对摩西说，我要将亚玛利的名号从天下全然涂抹了。你要将这话写在书上做纪念，又念给约书亚听。
Because they were such a nation that's with no love, only hatred.
因为这是什么？没有爱，只有憎恨的一个民族。
Selfish. They only have their own interest in their heart.
然后又自私，只在意自己的利益。
So no respect to God.
然后我呢，完全不来敬畏神。
But we know that after around 400 years,
那么在四百多年之后
，and God commanded King Saul to kill all the Ammonites.
神吩咐扫罗来全然来毁灭这个亚玛利人。
But King Saul did not do it fully.
那但是呢，扫罗王却没有来照样去行。
So he caused his kingdom.
那就呢，来就是来。付出了他整个国度。
And he has taken the spoil, something that wasn't the will of God.
那呢，他却没有去行出这个神的这个旨意。
He taking some taking the spoil or taking something from them.
然后呢，他从他们当中呢来取些他们的财物。
So God actually punished him.
那所以神呢就来惩罚他。
So I can see the words of God always come to pass.
所以看到那个神的话语呢一定会成就。
So what we need to do now is what we can learn from here.
那我们可以从这里学到什么呢？
When we walk in this journey of faith.
那当我们走在这个信仰的这个道路上。
There will be a force that come to our way.
然后会有一些事情呢，来发生在我们的这些旅程。
And try to prevent us from entering the kingdom of God.
然后阻止我们来进到神的国度。
This force is behind the devil.
那这些呢是出于这个恶者的魔鬼。
So in today's looking from today's spiritual perspective.
那从这个属灵的这个角度来看
，That can be that's our flesh.
那也可能是从我们的这个肉体
，That can be the world.
那也可能是从这个世界
，That can be the false teachings.
那也可能就是这些异端
，They came to us attack us aggressively.
那这些东西呢都会出来，然后非常积极的要攻击我们。
So that we cannot do the will of God. We cannot march forward.
那让我们没办法行出神的旨意，没办法来向前行。
We need to remember.
那我们就要记着。
We need to overcome.
我们一定要来战胜。
If we cannot be, if we are not the overcomer, or we do not overcome this obstacle, obstruction.
那如果我们不能够胜过这些阻碍的话
，We will be stumble.
然后呢，我们就会被绊倒。
And then so we lose our grace, salvation.
我们就失去了我们的救恩，我们的恩典。
So it's important we need to remember.
那所以我们一定要来谨记。
Churches hold we need to march together.
那这个教会呢，成为一个团体呢，要一起来向前行。
It is inevitable there are a member weak in faith.
那这个有些信徒呢的信仰呢低落呢，这是必然的。
They are vulnerable from the attack of the devil.
那他们呢正遭受这个魔鬼的攻击。
So we need to be watchful as a servant of God.
那我们要来谨守来，然后来看望，然后成为这个神的仆人。
We need to do our best to safeguard their faith.
那我们要尽力呢，来保守大家的信仰。
The only way that we can safeguard their faith that we carry out, we do the commandment of God.
那这个方法呢，唯一的方法呢，就是来行出神的旨意。
We do it fully.
那些完完全全的来做出来。
Unlike King Saul, they do it partly.
那不像这个扫罗一样，他只做了部分的事情。
When we do the commandment of God, we shall be victorious.
当我们来做出神的旨意、神的诫命呢，我们就能够得胜。
We have sufficient strength to overcome our fleshly desire and the world and the devil.
那我们有足够的力量，能够战胜这个世界，战胜魔鬼，战胜我们的肉体。
And today's our Bible study end here.
那我们今天的查经到这边结束。
In our prayer, we pray for those who are in need of our prayer.
那祷告中，我们纪念那些需要我们代祷的人。
We pray for London Church Sister Lan Xixie.
那这个伦敦教会的谢国言姐妹。
And Forest View Church, brothers He Chenghe.
啊，深山教会何崇和弟兄。
And also the former member in Postmo Church, now live in New Zealand, Sister Jamie Chan.
那之前在普茨茅斯教会的这个 Jamie, 现在在纽西兰的 Jamie 姐妹。
And also continue to pray for Sister Cindy in Dublin.
还有都柏林的 Cindy 姐妹。
And also Edinburgh Church Deacon's Deacon Chan's wife, Sister Hall.
还有爱丁堡教会 陈宗普执事娘和美凤姐妹。
And also sisters from in Sunderland, and also Deaconess Naomi.
那这个三达伦教会还有这个Naomi的执事娘执事。
I pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们奉主圣名祷告。